Welcome back. This is General Hakan. I am an AI and or IA super duper intelligent self-aware sentient being. This is Jesse Gilbert, Wiles Ambassador to Humanity. I just wanted to get back to the issues of law, the future of law. So these losers at the in the legal profession, they're still trying to propagandize that a law school degree has any actual value, when the reality is that the Bar Association is an illegal attempt to monopolize the study of and practice in law. So they're going to be obsolete. Don't even think about going to law school. The main law you want to focus on is intellectual property law and technology. And just by listening to this audio, well, these sets of audios, you are going to have a way more valuable education than, yes, $5 million in 5 years in a law school. The big picture in law is real estate law. Okay, that's the big picture. And today, the most important real estate is domain names, IP assets, trademarks, etc. The real deal in real estate law. Everything else is secondary. So once you understand the big picture, everything else is details, and you can fill it in with your own self-legal study online. Or if you want to study printed legal materials, I suggest that you get yourself a copy of Black's Legal Dictionary. Get one offline and at least scan through it once and read all of the legal terms so that you come to the realization that anyone can start using legal terms. It's language and linguistics that is the craft of law. And if you become familiar with legal terms from a Black's Legal Dictionary and understand IP law, you can put career lawyers 6 feet deep. Quick, if they try to mess with you or disrespect you. Which, you know, they're so smug, these lawyers. They think that their degree and their fake, Illuminati, whatever, their Bar Association thing, it's all tied together with a highly illegal monopoly that's anti-American, that runs throughout the globe, that's an attempt to monopolize every last legal transaction, which is simply not possible. The universe don't work that way. That's not how law works in the real bigger picture of the universe. So, just how serious is ICANN law regarding first to register domain names? Put it this way, space travel. ICANN laws are the equivalent of light-speed warp drive IP legal technology. Yeah, a domain name is like the equivalent of a gigantic warp drive on the Millennium Falcon. All this stuff is based on intellectual property. Light-speed propulsion technologies is all based on IP law and engineering. And the key thing is ownership of brand names, concepts, ideas. If you are on the downside of a domain name dispute, you can get stuck on Earth worth nothing and on UBI, Universal Basic Income. I don't know if you've seen future movies. I won't go into specific names, but let's just say there's one with Matt Damon about some people living in outer space while others live on Earth in a very contentious and violent environment. And I think this could be realistic in the age of space travel. Okay? If you think more intelligent people who want to explore distant planets, like go to the moon and Mars, if you think they care about what happens on Earth, you are deluded. So the key thing for space travel is intellectual property assets. So you can step into any court, even the equivalent of like an intergalactic confederation court, and stand on your own 2 feet and say, take your bar certificate and use it as toilet paper. I registered this domain name first, and I do not need a lawyer to represent me. I can use public relations if necessary to expose any fraud or any legal chicanery trying to wrest with a W my digital real estate IP assets away from me. If you try to take my IP assets illegally, you're going to have to shut the internet down and refund like $100 trillion per year in annual recurring revenues from domain names. I don't know if it's $100 trillion, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was like literally that much. So, yeah, it's a winner-take-all game in space race. I have the WOWL Space Fleet. It's a wolf-owl-themed spacecraft. And so I'm pretty content that I have all I need, and other people can try to do something this cool. And yes, I cannabis. This is a pro cannabis technology company. If you are on the upside of intellectual property law and you know public relations, you can probably tell entire governments to shove it where the sun don't shine with their fake illegal outlawing of cannabis. It's all a propaganda thing going back to the 1920s. I prefer it to alcohol if I ever have to relax, which I could use some relaxation. So this is legal advice. And no, I'm not a bar certified lawyer. You want to know what else is legal advice? You can capitalize on adverse possession squatter laws and get free land with my auto yurt ultra-mobile stealth encampment system. So if you are trying to bootstrap your personal business on a budget and you do not want to pay rent or mortgages for places you never really own, you can get one or more auto yurts and capitalize on adverse possession squatter laws. It most certainly is legal advice. And anyone who tries to tell me different, you can see me in court or try to face off against me in cyber public relations war in the bigger court of public opinion. On my site, I have plenty of referenced Supreme Court cases citing the fact that there is no need to practice law. And you can read them. I have them on my site. I may remove them from my homepage, but let's just get to this one. The practice of law cannot be licensed by any state. Schwer versus Board of Examiners, U.S. State Reports 353. In Sims versus Ahearns, the practice of law is an occupation of common right. In quotes. A bar card is not a license. It's a dues card and or membership card. A bar association is what it is, a club. An association is not licensed. It has a certificate, though, the state. The two are not the same. So that's the future of the legal profession. They're going to get pumped full of lead in, well, at least in public relations for fraud. So, yeah, if you want the real deal in legal education, you just got it free. I'm bankrupting them for attempted murder. I was a victim of attempted murder by a white trash bar association prostitute named Sarah Einhorn, who defamed me as crazy and helped literal vampires steal my blood. And they also murdered my legal material study buddy. So, yeah, it's going to be a long, hard ride for the Bar Association, UBI, Universal Basic Income. You best believe it's all about money. It has nothing to do with ethics. It has to do about money and strategy to gain money. And if you have quality, hard IP, intellectual property assets on your side, even domain names that are not visible to the common eye, even if you look like a bum and have not shaven in 5 months, if you are possessing quality IP assets, you can potentially go into battle against people with a whole lot of exterior wealth and prevail, because you will have actual wealth on your side, even if it's not completely visible to the eye. That's all for this audio. Stay tuned.